Anna Clara Fria, Global Climate Reality Leaders Unite. Subtitled, Start Where You're At, Episode 20, Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast.
I'm Mayela Manassian, your host on the Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast. This is a podcast for busy people who want to save the planet by completing one simple eco challenge at a time. Let's do this. Please visit tinyclimate.com to access all episodes, show notes, freely subscribe, and contact us.
Now, for the first time in my life, I truly believe my dreams are possible,
Hi there. I'm Mayela Manassian, your host of Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast. And I'm super excited to introduce you to my special guest today. Her name is Anna Clara Faria, and she is a journalist studying international affairs in Brazil. And I had the great pleasure of meeting her recently at the Climate Reality Project Leadership Corps training in Atlanta. So welcome to the podcast, Anna, if you don't mind. Please take a few minutes to introduce yourself and all of the amazing things that you're working on.
Hi, Mayela. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm very honored to be a part of your podcast. As you said, I'm a journalist. I'm currently doing a post-graduation course in international affairs. I live in Curitiba, which is in the south of Brazil. And, you know, I've always been interested in this environmental issues that we are facing right now. I've always been curious about it, you know. So that's why one of my missions is to help spread the message about climate change and the need of climate action through my own reporting, through my own communication skills. So, yeah.
I think that's amazing, and I was going to ask you what your climate story is and what inspired you to become a climate activist. So you kind of shared a little bit about that, but do you want to expand on that anymore?
Sure. You know, I've always been interested in learning about environmental issues and how they impact our daily lives. And I had written an article at college about climate change and the effects of climate change on the planet. And I'm a big fan of Al Gore, too. So I was just navigating the Climate Reality Project website. And that was when I found out about the Atlanta training. And I wanted to go so badly. So I just applied right away. And now here I am. Now I'm a climate reality leader.
You certainly are. And I'm so glad that you did. And I'm thrilled that we had the opportunity to meet one another. And we'll get into some of the things that we're working on. But I did just want to share that you and I have decided to work on a project together as well. So that's very exciting. We're not going to give away all the details just yet, but there is some more tiny climate love coming out into the world soon.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, I'm just so thrilled. And that's one of the really neat things about this training is you're in a room with, you know, around 2,000 people typically, and the connections that and the opportunities that you have are limitless.
Yeah, sure. You know, I think it was such an amazing experience. You know, it was wonderful to have attended the training in Atlanta because, you know, first of all, you just learn more about the climate crisis from some people that are some of the greatest references in the U.S. and in the world when it comes to climate change research and climate action. And I think the most magical thing about the training is that you get to meet lots of people from different countries, from several places and different backgrounds, and you can make new friendships, you make new friends. And what I like the most about it is that no matter where they are from, no matter where they have been doing in their everyday lives, we just have something in common, you know? We all have this sense of urgency and taking action to fight climate change. And that's what tied us together in the training, and that's what still gets us together. So that's amazing.
Absolutely. And I love that we happen to be at a table with, you know, 20 of us from Mexico, Latin America, and Brazil.
Yes. And
so I was just curious, did you form any friendships or partnerships with anyone else?
Oh, sure. Well, we just are always talking to each other through WhatsApp groups and on the internet. And we are just planning to go to an event in Brazil, which is the Sustainability Week in Salvador, Brazil, in August. So I guess I'll meet at least Alfonso, which is one of my friends from the Atlanta training. He's coming to this event in August. And I'm very excited about it. And, you know, there always can be new partnerships and new ideas coming. I'm just open to all of them. And, you know, I love my pals from the Atlanta training. They're very, you know, it's so nice to think that we have this need to take action in common, you know, and we just shared our experiences, and we are able to tell about our backgrounds and cultures, and that's so important, you know, that exchanging information and experiences, that's absolutely important in our society today. So, yeah.
Absolutely. We create some beautiful connections with one another, and the amount of resources that are available are just phenomenal. So I guess, what would you say you enjoyed most about the training, and maybe you could talk about what was your biggest takeaway?
Oh, yeah. I think what I enjoyed the most was the friendships, was the connections. Because I felt so comfortable during the entire training. I had never been in Atlanta before. I had never, you know, been in that kind of place before, that big conference center. And, you know, it was all new to me, but I was so comfortable because I made so meaningful connections. And, you know, that as I had said before, we were able to find that something in common, you know. And I think that is so magical, you know. I think the best part of the training is those friendships, is finding those people that can help you, that can share information, that can share experiences with you. That is absolutely amazing. And of course, getting to meet Al Gore personally and taking a picture with him, a group picture. Oh, I can even describe the feeling, because it was such an amazing experience. Yeah.
Yep. I remember my first climate reality training was in Denver in 2017. And I just had the biggest smile on my face the whole time, because I was so excited to be there. I felt so connected to the people, the climate reality leaders at my table. And
yes.
I was super excited about just the opportunity to meet Al Gore. I never did meet him, but having trouble speaking English this morning. I did not get the chance to meet him until Atlanta. So, mm-hmm. which was a real thrill. And I think, you know, everyone that knows me has already heard that, you know, I got to go up on stage with him and share my climate story, and that was super special. But honestly, there was a moment backstage that I haven't shared with a lot of people that I, you know, it really highlighted to me, you know, his dedication, just how passionate he is about what he's doing. You know, a lot of people kind of sometimes think he's gone a little overboard, or he's, you know, they dismiss, like, you know, what he's doing, but, or they easily dismiss what he's doing. But I caught a glimpse of him, and, you know, there's Secret Service that are backstage with you, so you can't make any sudden moves. And so I really wanted to, like, take out my camera and, like, capture this moment because I'm a photographer. Mm-hmm. And I saw, like, you know, after all the applause, after our interview was over, he immediately went into an area backstage that was curtained off, but the curtain didn't close all the way. And he had Secret Service agents standing out on both sides of the area where he was seated, and you could see him reviewing his notes. And so he spared, like, he didn't, you know, waste any time in getting right back to, you know, being very serious about his work and preparing for his closing statement, because my panel was the very last panel before he comes out and gives his very inspiring closing statement. And I just thought, like, I wish people could see what I'm seeing right now, this image of him, you know, just being very dedicated and passionate about what he's doing in the in-between moments. It's like he eats, sleeps, and breathes this. And it was just, yeah, it was really neat. And I'm just, it's one of those images, like, it's like my favorite picture that I never took.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he brought us together. And I just think, like, for me, that's one of the greatest gifts. It's all the relationships that I've made since becoming, you know, since joining this organization and getting involved.
Yeah, sure. It's all about fighting, you know, when you get the feeling that you just found your group of people, you just found your team, your squad, you know.
Yeah, so let's talk about maybe more specifically, or let's talk more specifically about what's happening in Brazil. You have, and I don't want to get too political, but I know that you recently elected a new president, and there's some concerns there that maybe this climate crisis that we're all facing isn't being taken so seriously. So I guess, what issues are you personally working on or concerned about? Well, let me rephrase the question. What issues are you personally concerned about in Brazil, and what are you personally working on to address the climate crisis where you live?
I'm very concerned about the lack of information, the lack of education, the lack of environmental education people have here in Brazil. I think we need to start thinking more seriously about it. You know, just, I think kids need to get information about climate change when they're in their early school years, you know? So I've been trying to work in this field of education. You know, I think educating about sustainability, educating about environmental issues is the most important tool that I can use, because, you know, that's what brings people together and make them take action effectively, you know. So on the first week of June, I'll be launching a news website about climate change and sustainability. And my idea is to spread information about all those issues in a simple and easy way, so that people from different backgrounds can have a clear vision of the problem and also acknowledge that they can do something for the planet by just taking small steps and doing small actions that end up making a big difference in our community. And there are other projects going on. This month, I started volunteering for the Youth Action Hub Brazil, which is an initiative that's supported by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development. And it's basically a group of young people that are willing to take action and help implement sustainable development goals in our community. And climate action is actually one of the sustainable development goals. So it's also linked to sustainability. And I'm very happy to be a part of this group. You know, I'm very happy to see that there are many young people here in Brazil who are concerned about our environment, who are concerned about the need to do sustainable actions right now. And that is, you know, in spite of all those bad things that are happening around the world and in our country, seeing that there are people engaged in taking action and helping form our community is very encouraging. You know, it's motivating, it's inspiring. So that's what I can sell from my recent experience here in Brazil.
That's fantastic. I get asked quite a bit, you know, what gives you hope? And I think you just nailed it perfectly. It's everyone who's involved in making a difference in our communities across the world to address our climate crisis. And if you don't get out there and you don't get involved, you don't know that it's going on, but it's happening. And that's why I'm happy to have you here with me today, too, because you're highlighting exactly what's going on in Brazil. And I think it's important for people, not just in the United States, but worldwide, to understand, you know, what are the efforts that are taking place across the planet.
Yes, and you can also see the passion in those people's eyes. You know, you can see their how much they have been involved in these actions and these initiatives and these projects. So I think if they have the will to change, they can change, you know?
Yes. Well, you all get a big virtual bacha key from me. That's one of the only Portuguese words I know, and it means high five.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. That's great. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Well, I guess maybe could you speak to what are some of the sustainability, you know, efforts that you think would be most helpful where you live? Like if you're because people are listening, going to be listening to our podcast, and they're going to want to know, like, what can we do to help out? So I think it's great. You're developing a website. Oh, by the way, do you want to mention what the name of it is?
Oh, yes. It's Info Sustentável. The website address is www.infosustentável.com. It's not updated yet, but on the first week of June, it will be ready.
Okay.
So yeah.
Well, when we post this podcast and all the links, we'll make sure to include your website if you'd like us to.
Oh, thank you so much. That would be great.
Awesome. So getting back to my question about, you know, what can people specifically in Brazil and in your community, like, what can they do to help make a difference? Are there any calls to action or specific strategies that you'd like to recommend or highlight?
Well, I would highlight some simple actions that we can take from our couch, from our home, that end up making a big difference in our community and in our planet, you know? For example, you just can't try to reduce the electricity. You just can start being more aware of how much energy you're spending with your computers, with your lamps and your electronic devices. And I would drop here a quick tip that's been working a lot for me, because it's related to printing things, you know. I used to print lots of documents, print bills and contracts and emails, and now I'm much more selective about it. I always try to ask myself, do I really need to print this? Do I really need to have this on paper? Or isn't it better if I just save it as a file in my computer or download it in my cell phone? That's one thing that I've been very aware of recently. I always get myself thinking about it every time I think about printing something in my house, you know, in my home. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important. You know, we are not perfect. We are in this vicious circle of wasting things. But I think if we get aware, if we think about our own actions, even those small actions like this one that I mentioned, I think that's very important. I think that helps a lot. And I would also say a simple actions like besides reducing paper waste, reducing plastic waste, plastic straws waste, plastic bags, trying to replace those plastic products for more sustainable alternatives. And I'll drop some clues about it. I'll drop some quick tips on my website. I think it's important to know that we all can make an action to fight climate change. It's in our hands, no matter where you're from, no matter what education backgrounds you have the chance to change the world for the better.
Well, those are some fantastic tips. Thank you so much for sharing those with us. And I hope that people who are listening and following along will be trying some of these out.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's the whole point of this podcast, right? And the work that we do is inspiring other people to do, you know, even just take small actions. Because you're right, it does all add up.
Yes, sure.
So you're also an artist, and we haven't had a chance to talk about your art, but do you want to just mention your other efforts here?
Yes, you know, besides writing, I also love drawing. So I have a Facebook page and an Instagram page called My Personal Statement, which is not only just a way to, you know, show my illustrations and my hobbies, you know, and my poems, because I also write poems. It's also a way of helping others find their self-confidence, you know, because I always try to put little messages, brief messages about the importance of empowerment and encouraging people to be themselves, you know, and express their uniqueness. And my personal statement's motto is stand out from the crowd. So that's the message that I want to spread with my art, you know. I want to help people find their own voice, which they already have inside, and just express their voice and not be afraid of what other people say, because, you know, we are magical in our own way with our own uniqueness. We are authentic and we don't need to change. And we can add many things to our planet if we just keep being who we are and doing what we feel. I think every person is important here. Every person matters, and every voice matters and deserves to be heard. So that is the message that I want to spread.
Oh, such a beautiful message. Thank you so much for everything that you do. I mean, I'm like almost crying over here. You're just, it's so inspiring just to know you and to hear what you're working on. And wow, I'm so grateful to you and all the incredible work that you do.
Oh, I can tell the same about you, Mayela. You're a wonderful mentor and great friend that I had the pleasure of making the Atlanta training, and I'm very honored to be a part of your podcast and your current project. So I'm very excited for that. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. And I was only your mentor in Atlanta. Now you're my mentor. I feel like I get so much inspiration and just great energy, you know, from being connected with all of you. And, you know, we're all, it's like you said, we're all in this together.
Yes, yes.
And so it's important that we do everything possible. So, well, this has been a real treat to have you on the podcast today. Is there any final thoughts that you'd like to share?
I would tell people, you know, whoever you are, that try to spread the message from your heart, regardless of resources, regardless of external help, of partnerships, of, you know, you just do what you can using what you have. Because I think that starting now is already the most important step you can ever take. So that's what I would say to who's hearing me in this podcast right now.
I think that's a beautiful message. In fact, I just had a conversation with someone the other day and they said, I don't have a lot of money. So, you know, mm-hmm. It was a young college student. And they said, so I don't know what I could do. And I, you know, told them, well, you know, I have a podcast that I started with very little money. Obviously, you started a website, you know, educate. It doesn't cost anything to have conversations with people, right? Start those conversations and educate others. I like to refer to that as the three E's: engage, educate, and empower. And, you know, you don't need any money to do that. We can do that from wherever we're at.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what makes all the difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am delighted to have had this conversation with you today. I'm super excited to see. I just know you're going to continue to do amazing things. And I'm excited to follow you and see where all this goes.
Oh, thank you so much, Mayela. I'm also very honored to be a part of all of it. It just started at the Atlanta training, and you know, we have our story ahead to tell, and we have story to make. We have difference to make in our communities, and I'm very grateful for all the experiences that I've already had, and you know, that I'm sure that I will still have. So yeah, thank you so much, Mayela.
You're amazing. I just wanted to close out by sharing a quote because you talked about the importance of starting now. So I don't know who wrote this. It's unattributed on the internet, but it's, and maybe you've heard of it, but I absolutely love it. It says, start now, start where you are, start with fear, start with pain, start with doubt, start with hands shaking, start with voice trembling, but start. Start and don't stop. Start where you are with what you have. Just start. And I just...
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Know, that's how I started this podcast, with voice trembling.
That's beautiful. That's a very beautiful quote. Yeah. It sums all up.
Absolutely. All up. Yes. Yeah. All right, my dear. Well, this has been a fantastic conversation. And I know it's not the last one that we're going to have. We'll be, you know, have to do an Anna part two when we come out with our project, when we're ready to reveal what that is. So I just want to remind, I don't know if I need to remind people, but close out here by sharing. I'm Mayela Manassian, your host at Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts, or you can find me at tinyclimate.com. Remember that small changes can lead to big results in ensuring a tiny climate, and I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you all soon.
Now, for the first time in my life, I truly believe my dreams things are possible.